My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about
this? I feel like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 40% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
So from the world of national news, White Station Spartan Kevin Ritz confirmed to the Sixth Circuit Court of Appeals. Were you his classmate? Were you his same grade at White Station? This is another proud graduate of White Station, along with Jason Smith and John Martin and Jason Smith, of course. Proud graduate of White Station High School.
No, Kevin's a year younger than me. But we were friends in high school and are still friends. Yeah.
Yeah. That's good to see. That was nice to see him getting confirmed. All right, Chris. The ESPN had a piece on new players, on players in fresh places in the NBA. And I want to go through some of them with you and tell me what you thought of the acquisition. How do you think it will work? There are a bunch, actually. There's a fair number. We'll start with maybe the biggest, the highest profile one. One of them, Mikal Bridges with the Knicks.
Mikal Bridges is really good. I mean, some of the shine is off of him a little bit because I think unfairly, because he was sort of tasked with being the lead offensive engine on that team, and that's not really his game, and that's sort of the team struggled, but he's still a really good player on a really good contract who impacts both ends of the floor, and I think he's basically a great fit on any team. And on that Knicks team that's going to have Jalen Brunson to sort of be the main cog of the offense, I think he's going to be great. I mean, the question there is that, you know, the fit position-wise, are they going to play, like, just small all the time because that's where their talent is? And there's some questions broader with the team, but he's going to be great there.
It always felt like last year, Knicks, great story, fun to watch, gutty, all of that. But you knew there was a talent differential. Like, they were going to go – it felt like there was a ceiling. Does this – change the ceiling for the Knicks? Do you now give them a legitimate shot to go to the NBA Finals, for example?
Yeah, I think if they're healthy, they've got at least a puncher's chance of that. Certainly, especially if Jalen Brunson plays the same way in the playoffs as he did last spring. The real question for them is, you know, does their talent maximize sort of what the best version of the team? And that's sort of a Julius Randle question. He's been on two all NBA teams, but I'm not sure they're going to be at their best playing him. It's kind of the weird thing. And so, you know, I think how he fits or doesn't fit and what they do about that is a big question for them. But if they're healthy in a playoff series, I think they got a shot to beat anybody. Sure.
All right, I'm going to randomly, I may do half of these today, half of these tomorrow. I'll just randomly pick out some others. How about Clay with the Mavs?
how good is he still? I think that's the question. I think the numbers are decent on him last year in terms of scoring and shooting. I think he's average at best defensively in a way that he was maybe a little better than that a few years ago. But it's a good fit for him in terms of, really sort of using that off-ball shooting off of the focus that's going to be on Luka and Kyrie. And if he can be at least an average defender at 6'7" on the wing, I think he could be a really good fit there. He's not the Clay that he used to be, but they're not asking him to be that either. So I think I like that for Dallas.
You didn't love the Mavs, as I recall, until the trade deadline, when sort of, and the Mavs since the trade deadline were a very different team. Most people will pick them. Consensus will have them ahead of the Grizzlies, I imagine, in the prognostications this year. Where do you see the Mavs?
Yeah, I mean,
Will you have them ahead of the Grizzlies?
I don't know. I'll do it when I do it. Like, I don't have to make predictions today, We don't have to make declarations of every single thing we think the second we think it all the time. That is not actually a thing we have to do. When training camps haven't even opened yet. I will have the Mavericks, I'm sure, in the top four or five in the West. I don't know where I'll have them relative to the Grizzlies. I think they'll be in a similar mix. I could very well have them ahead of the Grizzlies. I think the Mavericks made themselves a better team, clearly, at the trade deadline. And they carry over, those two additions they made, I think were good additions, and Daniel Gafford and P.J. Washington, they carry that over. I think there's every expectation that Derek Lively will, this doesn't always happen, but if you're going to make an assumption, you're going to assume he's going to build on what he did as a rookie. And I think they're off season in and out. I don't know whether it's an upgrade relative to what they had coming out of last season, but I think it's probably an upgrade relative to what they were going to have this season. And what I mean by that is that Derek Jones Jr. had a really good season for the Mavericks last season, but I don't know that he was going to repeat that. And so I don't know that, like, Najee Marshall will be better this season than Derek Jones was last season, but right. I think he'll be better this season than Derek Jones would have been for the Mavs this season. So I think they placed sort of the right bets in terms of, some of the changes they made on the edges of their team. So, yeah, I think they have a chance to be really good.
How about KCP to Orlando? How do you like that one?
I think it's a bigger impact negatively to the Nuggets than positively to the Magic. I think it's both of those things, but to me, the bigger impact of that is to the subtraction from Denver, not the addition to Orlando. He's a really good player. My thing with Orlando is I just don't know if the guard play is good enough. I mean, you put him and Jalen Suggs together, that is a great defensive backcourt. They can both shoot threes, but they're really relying on all the offense to run through Paolo Banchero and Franz Wagner. Right. And I just don't know if that's enough firepower in the backcourt to really break through. And that's a question I would have about that team. I mean, they added a better player, and that player will make them better. But I almost think the bigger impact is going to be the subtraction from Denver.
DeMar DeRozan to Sacramento.
That's an interesting one. DeRozan has held up really well as he's gotten older. And in terms of, again, that's the thing where, like, it's a talent upgrade. You don't really give up anything of note. It was technically a trade, but it was sort of a trade that was the function of it that was sort of really a free agent signing. And so you're just adding talent. I wonder about the fit there. He is more of a half-court guy and a guy who likes to have the ball in the middle of the floor. And their offense, which is really good already, runs through Domantas Sabonis sort of in that range and De'Aaron Fox working with Domantas Sabonis. And so I think over the course of, 48 minutes, there could be times when you sort of have DeMar DeRozan sort of running your second unit, and that's going to make that second unit better. But when it's time to put your best lineup on the floor, I worry that they'll sort of get in each other's way, and it's not going to help their defense, which I think is, they were actually decent last year, but if you look at the talent, the defense is probably not going to be that great. And so I wonder if a talent upgrade. I have real questions about the fit with that one.
One of the interesting things about this list is there's 12 players on the list, and it was advertised. And again, who knows what goes in the mind of, is it Pelton that wrote it? I don't know what goes in the mind of the people who focused on these 12. But players in new places, right? What's interesting is there's two rookies on the list.
Yeah.
And one of them, Zach Edey, which suggests to me of two things. It suggested to me of two things because there's lots of new, like he wasn't, you know, they're all new places. Every single rookie in the first round is in a new place. And, but it suggested of two things. One, it's his profile, you know, like people know and care about and, you know, and two, it's his role and it's his role and it's his role.
I think for this team in particular, it's the second thing. I don't think Kevin Pelton has put him in the story because you know, he was a big college star. I don't think that's it. I think it is, he's a new player who is going to play a significant role on a team with significant hopes. Just like DeMar DeRozan is in Sacramento, and just like Klay Thompson is in Dallas. And that is not true of every rookie in terms of the size of the role relative to a team that has, that's trying to really do something. So I think that is why he's in the story.
Yeah. What's interesting, now that you phrase it that way, is that looking at this list of 12, whatever, I won't get all, some will do tomorrow. Mikal Bridges, KCP, Alex Caruso, DeMar DeRozan, Edie, Paul George, Hartenstein, DeJounte Murray, CP3, Clay, Russ, and then the other one's Reed Shepard. He's the other rookie. It's like his role is almost as significant. It's on par. Like, it is akin to the role that some of these, maybe not Paul George on the Sixers, like, that's a little different. Right. He's more of a tent pole there than Edie is. But you're exactly right. Like, who's going to have a bigger role, Edie on the Grizzlies or DeMar DeRozan on Sacramento? You can make an argument that it's Edie is more important. Or same thing with, you know, I don't know.
Like Klay Thompson or a lot of these guys. No, he is.
Yeah.
He is a potential sort of pivot point player in the league this season. He's not at the top of that list, but he's on that list of, like, if you look at, like, players who are not established, like, all-star elite players, and you say, how much will their personal play impact team success in the competitive landscape of the league? Like, Zach Edey's in that conversation.
Yeah, fascinating. What do you think, by the way, then, of having Reed Shepard? If that's the standard, it's just like impact on a team with legitimate hopes. What do you think is Reed Shepard on that same list?
Well, I think there's a wider range there, both in terms of the player's role and performance and the team's performance and role in the competitive situation. But one end of that range is significant. Like, Houston's got a lot of talent. Houston could crash the party as a playoff team, and Reed Shepard could crash the party and force his way into the starting lineup of that team. You know, are both of those things going to happen? Probably not. But, like, it's very much within the range of possibility. Like, what if Houston's really good? And what if Reed Shepard's really good? What if both of those things are true? Those things might be true.
Well, it is interesting. Those things, Houston has a better chance of being good without Reed Shepard. Well, I don't know. Like, who is more integral to the cause of their team being good? Zach Edey or Reed Shepard?
Yeah, those things can diverge more for Houston and Reed Shepard than for the Grizzlies and Edie. The chance that the Grizzlies are good without Edie being good is less than the chances, I think, that Houston's good without Shepard being good. So Edie, to me, is higher on the list of sort of pivot players. But I think Reed Shepard, like, you know, both of those things individually could be true, and they could also end up being true together. Like, Reed Shepard is a guy who I think there's upside there for him to really crash the party.
All right, we're going to revisit some more of these tomorrow. Chris, thank you very much. We'll talk to you then.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.